Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, here we are, and here we are again. And one of the really great things about Psychics Gone Wild is we are always getting wilder. You were just listening to Steve Mohakey and from Texas and his song, Da Bois. I got to tell you, Steve, I think I'm saying your last name right. And speaking of last names, we've got Amy Kavanaugh on. All of you know how we all are having trouble spelling her name, and I got teased profusely. For those of you who went on Psychics Gone Wild, I do have help, and she is helping me with the site. So please let us know on submissions. We were so grateful to those of you who were so excited to see that we have Amy up, Aurora up. We've put Ryan Smith up. We now have added Barry Hogan is on Wednesday night, a man who flatlined twice in Afghanistan and is back here in the United States with the psychic gift and surviving. He will be on Wednesdays for an hour show. We have brought From Sedona, Arizona, we've got Psychic Celeste. She will be on in October. We're jam-packing. Tune in tomorrow for Joan Lawson. She will be on. And I just officially got the word that I can say Patricia McClain, Psychic to the Stars, the Cosmic Conspiracy Writer, will be on one of the shows we've got here coming up in October. I'm reading the book. She sent me the book, and Patricia is just a phenomenal gifted psychic who does a lot of work. She works a lot with the tarot, does readings for some big names. So stay tuned. We're just getting warmed up and getting ready to get into the wildest fall you've ever had. Well, those of you who've been waiting patiently, Amy, you're here. How are you, Amy?
I'm great. It's good to see, well, I don't see everybody because I'm not in the chat room, but it's good to be with everybody on this Friday night with a full moon. And I can't wait. Usually these shows really just take on a life of their own. I'm glad that Jethro got a chance to tell you about all the new people that we're getting on the show. And each week we find more and more people reaching out to us to be on the show. And as the show goes on and as our loyal fans spread the word, you know, the caliber of as far as experience and things like that, we're just starting to be able to attract more and more people. Give every, you know, because everyone's a little bit different. Everyone, you know, with interest, some people are interested in astrology, some people are interested in numerology. So, you know, we're just mixing it all up. And I just wanted to remind everybody that you can go to Jethro's website, and his book is fascinating about his evolution to where he is now. And, you know, we're kind of, because we're getting so many more readers, and then, you know, we read some people and then we don't read other, you know, and then people wait patiently and we run out of time. So, you know, Jethro is really offering some great deals for, you know, first time people who are on the first time. So make sure you check that out, because he's a very talented reader. And he even read my mother. And now if you can read my mother, you are a talented reader, because she's got some complicated energy going on. So,
Thank you, Amy.
He had to take a nap. He had to go. He goes, excuse me, I'll be back in a moment. And he had to go and resuscitate himself, because she is a complicated lady. But anyway, enough about me, enough about my mom. And so what's the topic tonight, Jethro?
Okay, we pulled out the topic, and the topic tonight is spiritual guides and senior spiritual guides. That's what we've got tonight. Whoa.
Okay. Wow.
Whoa. We just seem to pull the hard ones. I think Kelly set me up. I'm going to tease it. No, we know we're psychic. We got the energy with it that what we've got here on spiritual guides. I'm glad this is brought in, because we have a lot of emails. I will be, those of you I know, you're having trouble getting in the chat room. We've got a couple of people right now. It looks like there's two in there besides me. And what I love that we've got happening is, Amy, when we were discussing spiritual guides, I did have a couple people writing to us last week, and we got so in depth that I thank all of you guys who are looking. If you are looking for a free reading, I would encourage you to really hang on. We're going to be doing a little bit of a light readings, but they're going to be a one word question one. But tonight, with this topic of spirit guides, I do want to really talk to everyone. You know, there is a difference when you guys are feeling your sides and your energies. When we bring up angels and when we bring up the different types of spiritual guides, those of you who do a lot of meditational work, one of the things I really encourage with my psychic classes is to be sure you know who you're talking to. Now, everyone should know out there, when you're raising energy or you've been feeling and hearing something, the first thing you always do is you reflect and send light to it. Because if it is light, it welcomes it and goes with light. If it isn't, it's gonna deflect it. You know, it's like you think of a dark room, you turn light on, it's going to scatter. So, you know, you want to do the light. You also want to really make sure those of you who've had your inner tuition, you know, just know what your guides are. We work a lot with this. So spiritual guides is good. Amy, what would you like to reiterate and start helping people with our topic tonight on spiritual guides?
Well, I think I want to take it back one little step. This was very confusing to me when I first started exploring these things. A lot of people think of their loved ones who have gone to the other side as being their spiritual guides. And many of them do participate in the guiding process, but a lot of them, especially if they've just crossed over, are taking, you know, are just not, you know, the thing I keep finding out is that there's very little difference between this side and that side. And, you know, they're still working out some of their karma and things like that. So the people who are your spiritual guides are sometimes people that were part of your past lives, sometimes people that are just mystics and things from long ago. And it's also important to understand the difference between, Jethro, I hope you help clarify this a little bit, different to understand the difference between the angels and the spirit guides, because those are two different types of energy. The way I was taught, and I would love some clarification on this, the angels are basically people who never took a human form or took a human form for just such a brief moment that they didn't get all clogged up like we get as humans. So their energy is, they're not very wise, but they're very, very loving. It's kind of like I like to describe it. But our spirit guides are the ones that have a great deal of wisdom, and a lot of the wisdom is ancient wisdom. And because they're generally part of our past lives or past experiences, really going to resonate to you because you've got DNA in common and you've got this deep commonality that's going to resonate to a deep part of you. And then sometimes spirit guides take the form of animals. So it's important also to look for your spirit guides' symbols and metaphors as you walk the earth, because a lot of times those are messages from your spirit guides. So if you have a spirit guide that used to be an Indian warrior with a big headdress or something like that, you might find feathers around or an arrowhead or something like that, you know. So look for signs down here and look for signs in your quiet time and your meditation.
True. And Amy, that's one of the funnest things about this. And some of my favorite authors was when they, you know, have the feeling of it like a child. Experience that spirit guide where you sit down and you work with them. And those of you who have read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, a lot of my teaching with the teachers I had was sitting down, working with that guide, having him do exactly what Amy said. My guide, as everyone knows on here, his name is Chief. And what he would do is he would tell me to go here, go there, and it would be there. His favorite thing then was, you know, I'm telling my age, was there was a lot of Indian head pennies at that time, and people were still, you know, it was common. So here was his Indian head pennies, and they would be like, wait a minute, you know, how come? And it's like, what he would do was, you know, the favorite thing for me was to go to a store, and I would get paid in change, and everybody, now you get Canadian money, and you go, oh, no. But back then, it was like every periodically, you would have a Canadian penny, which for a kid, you know, we all know how long the pennies were before they were minute, quite a while. For me, I saved them, and to this day, I still have them. One of my biggest positive pleasures is his way of telling me he was not only real as my guide, but he also was there to help me. And I love the really fun thing is, like Amy was saying, that when we're talking to our guides, you know, it's, I've had people, now this is a good topic on whether to argue or not. I have always treated them like I would a very good friend or an ally. We sit down, we talk. I do at times, you know, have them explain to me more when you're doing your meditation. And what I really like is those of you who use your Christianity or your Buddhist or whatever your spiritual is, always I adhere you to make sure you're doing your spiritual protection of that up. I also have a lot of times worked with that with them. You can tell your guides. Your guides are the ones who bring it to you. We used to go on journeys, me and my metaphysical teachers, and they would take me on different little paths with it. One of the stories I told about with the geese, one of the really great things about that was as those geese were raised in energy, the day before that, my spirit guides had been showing me energies, and I was feeling it. I kept hearing it. We kept, you know, everybody was joking about duck, duck, goose, goose. It got to be, I was getting a lot of clues. Notice this. Become aware of your surroundings. Just like a little kid when you go into the candy store, you're just full of wonderment. That's how it should be positively, and know that your higher power is there with you and it. I had an experience with someone who got very uncomfortable last week and had some problems, and quickly I realized after we had got into the discussion, this person was trying to take a course, had no spiritual backing, did not want to believe in anything other than we are here and we were dropped off. And so as we got into this, you know, to do spiritual protections, you have to have a way to barometer it, light and dark. you know.
Yeah, and it's also really important to be grounded, you know, because you don't want your spiritual guide, you know, we're still supposed to be here. And if you don't want to get carried off, and especially if you run into some negative energy, very easy to, if you're not grounded. So think of yourself as a tree, put roots down, put yourself, you know, shield yourself and balance yourself. And then, you know, you work on it. At first I was like, oh, I don't have any spirit guide, you know, but in time you'll start seeing, and they're not going to just show up like in full dress. You'll see a little piece at a time. And as your time in meditation increases, and it was such important thing what you said about, and I got a great story to tell. I start going to this church, and it's this new breed of Christian church where they're, you know, they're just like getting rid of, you know, it's like, okay, we're human, we sin, let's get that out of the way, and let's just learn the Bible from like a historical and anthropological perspective, because it matters. Like, you could say something to one person and then say it in a different situation, it really, even though it's the same words, it means something different. And this guy's just a master at it. So Jesus become an important part. I had a near-death experience, and I saw him, and it was funny because somebody was like, oh, you don't, Jesus doesn't have to be your savior. I'm like, you don't understand. I had a near-death experience, and Jesus sent me back down here. So he really is my savior. You know, that isn't like, you know, some idle statement to an insurance policy so I go to heaven. It's based on actual experience. You know, it's based on actual experience. So one little last thing about this whole story is last night after church, because he was talking about witnessing and how you don't witness by just like standing on the sidewalk with a sign or a bullhorn or annoying people at, you know, as they're walking down the road. You just do it as being a power of example, and you do it within your own peer group. So I finally got the courage to tell him, you know, about the radio show and about, you know, that I have this gift, and he was like, oh, wow, that's wonderful. Now, can you believe that's coming out of a Christian minister? They should say, oh, wait, we're going to douse you with this and throw you in water, and then we're going to set you on fire. But he would have thought it was a wonderful gift, and I've been reaching out to so many people. I just think that a bridge needs to be built between, you know, the religion and the church and the rigidity that has been, you know, in the separation that has occurred, and some of the things that we are exploring. So even if you have, I mean, that's the important thing I always say about things, about 10 times longer than they need to be. But if you are Christian, or, you know, or if you are Buddhist, or if you're a Hindu, or, you know, whoever your primary religious figure is, you can still have spirit guides. It's a different relationship with your spirit guides than it is with whomever is your personal savior or primary point of spiritual enlightenment. So it's different, you know, it's a different kind of relationship, just like you've got, you know, like your mate, and that's your soul, you know, that's your main relationship, but you still have friends, you have coworkers, and they all play a different role in your life. That's the same thing that happens over on the other side with all of these loving people acting for our highest good.
Yeah. Well, and I know you're doing your work. You had asked the other night, we have Reverend is in the chat room, and we Reverend Jay is, and we say hello to you, Reverend Jay, and we welcome you, me and Amy, to have you contact us at 928-284-0437, and I would like to set up a time with you where we could have you come on the show and be on a show with me and Amy. We had such a good time the last time you came on and sang for us, and we always welcome you guys to send your MP3s to psychicjethro@aol.com, and we'll have you on the show. Tonight you all heard Steve Mohasey. I hope I'm saying your name right, Steve. It's one of those names a little difficult for me and from Texas. Day Boys was the song, and we welcome all of them. We have some new ones. I'm right now in the work of trying to get one of the top Romanian singer. She has a beautiful song out, plus a lady from the United Kingdom who I just really love her music, and so I'm working on that. And Amy, we've got a few. We've got quite a few of you guys who waited. We'll just get you guys to take a chance with us. I do request to you, I know that due to the limit times and what we've been doing, we'll give you that one question and we're going to go on. We'll try to let you do a thank you with us, and we do want to hear or no thank you. So far, we've always been accurate, but the day that, you know, we do roll real quick with you, and I love the compliments and the structure that you were so happy about how we get into these topics. And I did go on Chef Ceci's show. I was her birthday present this year, and I wanted to really thank her. That made my day, and I really had a lot of fun. And getting to be on her show, I did welcome her, and we're looking at trying to get her on a Friday show, too, with Amy. Amy has a lot of fans out there, and we all love you guys. And you know, Chef Ceci, the same. And when those two are together, you know, we'll be doing some of that. And I do welcome what you guys had an idea that when we get going and we have like an hour and a half and we bring people on, and we will do that with the guests. Tomorrow night, like I said, it's Joan Lawson, and then it's an hour behind it with Dina Flanagan. So grab on to it, and those are our weekends. When we have extra people, we do it. And what we love from you guys that have been coming on is I like the compliment, and you understood what I meant last time. If you call in like 8 minutes, it's like a restaurant. You don't get the best food. It does feel good to have us wait. So please do, you know, those of you who've done it, and know that if we miss you on the 778-97-6461 number, we're always here every day, and we encourage. I know that the Psychic Learning Connection is going on. They're doing another show. I saw that in the other chat room, and we welcome everybody to always contact later on those shows, because that's what's so great about Blog Talk is they're on there. Before I forget, and I know you guys are like, well, you guys are always talking all the time. That's what me and Amy do is we talk. Amy, we have got some contact, and we were asked, me and you, to do a one-hour show once a week on another network and work with doing a grief group and basically a metaphysical show where me and you would be doing this set aside from Psyche's Gone Wild. And I was supposed to ask you tonight, what night would be the best night for you during the week to do that?
You tell me. Off the top of my head, I am thinking Wednesday. But whatever day the universe tells us to do it, that will work. My weeknights are relatively free. But speaking of, I just have to tell you one quick thing. Is that I had an emergency. I had to pick up a friend of mine in the hospital. It's really amazing because I'm like, oh, my God, the radio show is coming on. But I had to go down and pick up my friend at the city hospital. There's a full moon out, and it was already getting crazy. Half the people were, you know, changing their beds. Half the people were screaming, you know, so far out of my comfort zone. But, again, I shielded myself, and I looked for the light, and I just walked in there. And even though it was total insanity was going on, I was able to separate my, you know, it couldn't get my inner self, sure. And, you know, I was, you know, it was getting my, you know, it was getting my attention visually, but it was not getting my attention spiritually. And that's the goal, you know. The goal is not to just sit around meditating, you know, blissing out. The goal is to find that state of joy in everyday living. But where I'm going with all this is that in about 5 minutes, I'm going to have to put the phone down for about 5 minutes.
Okay. Now and that's okay. And now that we got that, you know, and one thing, that's why I was teasing all of you, heard last night that we were joking in the chat room and talking about Ryan and the boys. My grand boys are very open and very verbal, with a Gemini and a Aries, and very much around us are going to be that way. So whenever we do this, that's the fun thing about I love with Blog Talk, is it is very informal. We'll let, you know, Amy do her things. We'll go on. I've got quite a few of you callers. We'll go ahead, and if we get to the Amy, you know, you've always got where you start to let us know there. So in 5 minutes, we'll let you do that, give you that time. I do know a lot of you are wondering. I do really need to let you guys know tonight, I am limiting a lot of the readings, and it's nothing bad here on Blog Talk. It's the energy. If you were watching the planet transition, I am a Scorpio, and with what's going on right now in the planet transition, I'm really instructed to lay low, is what is a polite way of putting it. So I am, because of what's going on with Pluto, and I've had some other conflicts with some metaphysical energy, and I just have learned through the years like Amy just said with the guys, when they want that done, that's what we do. So I do welcome all of you, and we welcome that you called in, and we thank you. Do remember to please vote for us at Attention Peggy North at New York Gate at AOL.com, just like it's spelled, New York at New York Gate at AOL.com. And please vote for all of us. You know, we are going with Psychics Gone Wild as one of the best radio shows, one of the directories. We are becoming a very good positive. Our phone number is in the directories, as we were talking last week. And one of those great things about that is our directories are also, we're putting out there to help them. CBS News, if you look on the CBS Channel 10 News here, I am the local psychic here in Tampa. So what I'm doing is I'm really promoting to get all of the people helped. So you guys, as you see with me here, we do this a little bit. You guys always have the archives to test me. I love the fact of doing it, and I did get a little bit of flack, and I'm just going to publicly say this. I do help everyone that I can, but I can't obviously anymore just pick up the phone and read for 10 and 20 minutes. I apologize, but I have to conserve my energy, because also what I've had, like I said, at this time of this week, is I'm getting a lot of pineal problems a little bit, and what it is I need to set back, regroup, and give you the best. And that's what I was trying to get to last week. I cut a little bit of flack over it, and it's okay. What I was trying to say, when people call in at the last 4 minutes of the show, if I just grab it and pick it up, it's not the waiting for you. It's the waiting that we've got, and we're trying to get off, and it's not fair to you, to me, try to give you a quick reading and just pieces.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is a level of professionalism, this, and most of all, it's a sacred experience. And, you know, for someone to just be like, streaming to get the message and dealing with, you know, we are spirits having a human experience, but sometimes that human experience, you know, will overwhelm the, you know, will have an impact on our spiritual selves. And we have to honor that, because otherwise, the sacredness and the specialness of the experience gets a little bit tainted. So, there's plenty of opportunities. If there's one night that isn't so great and we talk more than we read, know that, you know, someone else is going to be on later that day or tomorrow or something. So you're never far from a little mini reading.
Blessings and true. And what I want to thank all of you, we just went into another part of the energy that what we, like Amy was saying there, and that's what we're going to do. And I love the fact of you guys who've been on here tonight. Let's do 404. You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Amy. How are you tonight, 404?
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight? Are they there?
404, you're on live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear us?
Yes. How are you all?
We're real good. We were hoping that, did you have a question tonight for us that we could answer?
Yeah, I do. I met a gentleman earlier this year, and I haven't heard from him in the last 2 months, and want to know what was going on with him, if would he be back around.
Hmm. I need to get your first name and get permission from your guides, and if you don't mind, his first name, just so I can pick up the energy, because I do pick up you've got a male relationship, but I got to get a little more from the guides to do it, and then we'll do the reading.
Okay. My first name is Lasagna, and his first name is Craig.
Okay, Lasagna. Amy, are you filling here with Lasagna? I should let the lady go first if you'd like, or do you want me to?
You can go first, because I am picking up on a little bit, but I want to develop it a little bit more.
No problem here. What I feel with you, Lasagna, and what I feel really actually going on here with you and with Craig is I do feel that he is going to be doing some contact with you, but I feel the frustrating thing that you two are having is there's something else going on around this relationship. I think that you're being – I feel like you have only got pieces of the subject or something. They're telling me to let you know that.
Okay.
And they're letting me know that I really feel that you're a good person. I also feel that what's happened here is I see that you've had tears over some other things too. You're in an intense situation. You have some things going on right now in your life that you're the one that handles the responsibilities, the word I keep getting.
That's true.
That's what I'm feeling. And I also am hearing from the angels and the guides as I look at this picture, and what I feel with you is that you're not done handling part of the other family and some other situations here. You've got someone that you really, really, really need you right now, too. And this is frustrating. I feel like one breath you really want to hug Craig, and the other breath you want to shake him. And if you know, it's like, walk with me. You need to step up, buddy. You know what I mean? There's something going
here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And I do feel that you said asking if you will. I do get yes, you will. But I also get that I'd like to look at the aura pictures of you two, because there's something here going on. You two have got not just a spiritual link together, but you've got something going on here that is causing it's causing friction. And it's like a good thing and a bad thing. It's like I've said, that love thing and that shake thing. You want to passionately be with him, and yet you are putting his life and in his path to make him grow.
Wow.
You know, I hope that probably sounds really woo, and you know, people are like, what? And it's like, no, but that's a good thing. And actually, I see all you players running to the door now, but what I'm telling you and what I'm trying to get with it is it's a good thing to have that in your path. You got to welcome that. And what I really like what's happened here is I do see he cares for you, but I also see there's something about it's like he got awestruck. You know, it's like when you kiss that person and you're like, okay, you go to kiss them and you feel the loving buzz energy. I feel like that you kind of shook his little bit of stability. Did you notice that he kind of got a little awkward after you started really, right away he started trying to put up a little shielding there?
Yeah, you know what? He's pulled all the way back. It's been 2 months, and I'm like, what happened? We were fine. We were just, you know, hanging out, getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
What I see, and it's interesting because very a little bit on point to what Jethro was sensing, is whatever's causing the separation is something outside of both of you. Doesn't have to do with you, doesn't have to do with him. There's some sort of, when I went into my quiet space and got a visual, I saw something between you two, a block, but it's not like a cement block, but it's just a block. So if you can figure out what that block is, it might have something to do with your family or some of these other commitments that you're involved in that are sending energy that he might not, or, you know, that you might not be right for him, but it's not you, it's the situation. So try to identify what those things are and wrap those things up as soon as possible, and then you will create space in your life that he can enter.
Okay.
I feel that. I hope we helped you. We welcome you to let us know, and we're going to keep prayers out for you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Before we take the next call, I need to tell you this is my 5 minutes. So I'm not hanging up the phone. I'm just going to put the phone down, and I'll make a little noise when I'm back.
No problem. We'll be looking forward to it. What we're going to go ahead and do while Amy does that is I'm going to turn around and go into 203, and 203, you're on with me, Psychic Jethro in Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 203?
How you doing? This is Woody.
Good. It's got Woody. It's good to hear from you. I have been thinking of you a lot. I now have a bunch of musicians who come through my site on Facebook and some other things, and we've been adding to, and they invited me to help with some different ones. I listen to their music, and I keep going, where's Woody? Where's Woody? I look over you. I'm like, come on, Woody.
Question is career wise. Finished at a show 2 weeks ago and it went well. It was packed, the album release party. And now we're getting contact radio stations. They're going to get back to me, and we have somebody else try to help us, you know, another radio station. I was wondering, would you see where it's been going with that?
Very good. I still see what I got with you. I still see this being there. It's all going a little quicker than what I first read, even better. And I see October being really good for you. Venus is going to do the energy October 15th when the planet Pluto starts to go back. I see you doing really well. I'm really glad. God, I'm glad you called, Woody. It's like you're one of our family. And I love seeing this with the energy. I also would have you do some study up a little bit on that violet flame. Do some of that work on it and use that on the left side of this. So when when you're doing your stuff with your music and you're sitting there, Woody, you've got the energy raising that out and clearing the space. Because we all manifest into our right side, and we the books we know, all of us know, you know, some of our favorite, The Secret, and other books where you know, like you know, when you sit down and you manifest. What the violet flame does is it complements. It comes in and it clears out what's missing. It takes that left side of the brain, it goes, built. It takes all those other things that you're looking at, and it raises this energy through and just clears all those words out to where they are working in your favor. And then the blessing is, you know, like you know, you're saying it, you're doing it. And the reason I am feeling that with you is I feel that you're going to be really busier than you've been by the time you get to the end of the month, and it's just real good. Woody, I'm also hearing the guides are telling me that you've got some other music that you're trying to make now. You've got some other sounds and some ideas that are coming up behind it. You're already getting more creative than, I guess, the law allows, is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Very glad. I bless you, and you're a good person, and it's time. I see this going really good. I also am getting that, you know, there's going to be what they were talking about here. By the time you get to November, some type of sign of contract. I'm foreseeing you working with some people. And, you know, you guys, you are on my one with the Rever, you know, and those ones. They have a bunch of sites that have been trying to get, like, people to do their own music taped with iTunes and the other, so it's already documented. Woody, any of your music that you've already got, you know, that you've basically got on your name or you've got out there, get on Facebook with me and send that to me. See if we can get, you know, we can get this promoted. We are promoting this month our favorite poetress and our poet, you know, poetry by Jan Drake is going to be on our site on Psyche's Gone Wild. Our artist is Linda Jolly Richards and Karen. And we've also got, as other guests we've got with you, Woody, you've been on the show enough. I'd like you to send me that, and we'll feature your music along with Linda Irwin's, Steve Mohasey. I've got three other artists that are going to be putting their surprise music on as the month goes, and we're just really doing that. So please get with me, and you know, let's get your music promoted.
Okay.
You know, I thank you, Woody. That's what I'm getting. I keep the blessings and let us know in November. And don't you forget us when you get famous. You better remember we were here for you.
I will.
Cool. Thank you, Woody. Bless you, and we're going right along. Everybody's getting a hold of us tonight. We are running into a little extra time. We're going to try and give that so everybody can hear it. 7:06, you get your kicks with Psychics Gone Wild, 7:06.
Hey, Jethro, it's Mary Ellen. How are you doing?
Really great, Mary Ellen. This is our night. Boy, we got all the fun ones. When have you been doing?
Well, I came in having a conversation with a friend yesterday at Wendy's, and I mentioned to her about we should open up a Christmas shop, and she thought that was a great idea. So I am wondering if we're going to be able to do this by the end of October, November. Her name is Sharon.
Okay, now, and I'm seeing some things happening here with you that really are sad. I see you getting really, really stressed, and you're not going to want to hear this, but I got to be blunt. You've got to be good. You are really good about the fact that you're an excellent worker, but you cannot take on seven people's job and not get a bent back. They're letting me know. I get to mother you, and I'm sorry. You're like, I called Psyche Jethro to be fun, and here he's a nag. But it's like, I got to go with it. They're not letting me off so easy. They said, I've got to let you know. You are really going to go with the shop, but you've got to make a promise right now that you and her do some of the work, and you start this other delegating to get the work. Because I keep feeling the angels are telling me that this is good. Now, this shop also has something else happening. You've got some people in town that are nitpickers or something. There's something here a little kooky here. That's part of why you're picked. This girl, this friend of yours, knows how you are. You are ornery. You're going to make it happen. There's people in that town that are like petty or something. I keep getting that you're going to have to stand your feet and stand your ground, but you could get this politically to happen. It's not the licensing. It's not the problems. It's the, you know, we don't want you in our corner. We're silly. And sometimes you have made a few people a little ornery or something. There's something here about the social there. Have you already got the number? Because they keep showing me a four.
A four?
Yeah.
A number for what?
For, like, the building.
It's 11, and I think that's the address.
That's okay.
It's upstairs.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember the number of the unit of the whatchamacallit.
Okay. They're telling me that's going to be real good. Now, what street is it on?
Grove. South Grove.
Well, I'm making you work already. I tell you, don't you worry that I'm going to stress you to where you're going. Thank you, Jethro. But I love you, Mary. I'll let you know you're one of our favorites. What I feel with the energy that I've got going here is I see this happening. I do see this all coming together. You said that not only the shop, but I also see that this is going to be very positive, and this is the reward you get for all these times that you've kind of been helping others. This is going to be good for you. Now, financially, I see you guys getting this to come together. I also have I feel like you've got a very good network there. You've got quite a few other people who wanted you to do this shop for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I know who I pissed off.
Okay.
Because I stepped on some toes, and because I tried to put something together, and they didn't think of it first. And so I basically told them that I was having second thoughts about opening a business in this town because of this little game that they play. And then I had them, like, calling me and wanting to go to lunch because they didn't want me to get upset.
Oh.
Because so, I kind of just told it as I saw it when it happened. Like, yeah. I went face-to-face.
That's it. And I also get the thing that's what they're telling me, but you're going to get through it. And I'll tell you, this is going to be the better part because it's going to be up to them to lay down the petty, because when you get into the work, you really don't care less. I mean, you know, that's one of your qualities. And I do see what the angels are showing. They also are showing me that you're going to have some other people come in who also are going to take this business to help you for other reasons than just because of what you're doing. But take the help. Let them help you because it's going to be okay.
Well, I have my friend Patrick is coming back up. And, I he's just not ready to move as quickly as I want to do this. This kind of came on the plate. I still want to get into the Victorian. That is my ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And to open up a bigger shop and with my design studio upstairs.
I see that do come in later, and I see that's eventually. I see you doing both. I see you starting with the smaller one. I see this takes it, and then you bloom into and you become the two. I do see with him, like you said, those other reasons, and it's funny, but that's what the guys were saying. You also are giving him the shift, and you know, obviously, your angels are not done with this point of strengthening you. So that's what they're telling me, and I'm wishing you the best. I also say yes with it. I see it really good. They tell me to be careful, and I had to really hammer you on your health. You are getting other people, but I see that you're going to have to remember those measures. So much time goes to rest, so much time goes out to relaxation. Not all work, no play makes Mary Ellen ornery today. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna
this
have
is
to
Amy and I'm back.
Yeah, and we've got Amy back here. This is Amy Kavanoff. Amy, this is our Mary Ellen there. The wild one always works too hard, and the guides are on her. This is our mermaid Amy in Florida.
Yeah, and I need a second to get back into the working with someone, haven't quite made the decision whether they're going to stay and whether they're going to go. And I thought it was pretty interesting that they got to listen to my radio show on the car ride home. And because I don't think they quite understand why I am acting the way I'm acting. I'm so much more at peace. You know, when I was in this emergency room, I should have been screaming and telling people to hurry the F up. But I just like, Bruce Nini. So it wasn't like I was out at the bar having cocktails in case anybody.
Sure you were.
I was doing my spiritual work, you know, when people call, it's like Superwoman. But anyway, yeah, it's really, I didn't hear the whole backstory as to her circumstances. But regardless of the circumstances, we always need to have time for fun. And my life's gotten a little hectic lately. And the way I have fun is just by being a mermaid. Mermaid, what do you do all day? So I swim with my legs close together, and you know, and that's how I have my fun. Even if it's just for 10 minutes, I get to go frolic, and it's really important for us
no matter how stressful our lives are, no matter what sort of hardships or challenges we're facing, that we frolic a little every day.
You're on
perfect.
I should
tell that to my husband. He does not do that well.
Mary Ellen. And that's what they were telling Mary Ellen before you were gone, Amy, is that she has to start really not all work and no play. And then you come on, start talking about your frolicking as a mermaid. And I love this because you two are probably my honoriest ones we've had since we started.
Yeah. I mean, like, my life is just like every day. I think it's time to get my break. You know, I'm going to be on Easy Street for a little bit. But that isn't going to happen because the universe is so busy right now. So the best I can do is frolic, even if it's for 10 minutes. So, you know, even if you have to do it in the shower, even, you know, it would be better to frolic in front of your husband. Maybe he'd get the idea. But
honey, it's 27 years. That idea does not work anymore.
Okay, then frolic in the shower or frolic in your car or someplace. But don't let him define, you know, otherwise he become him. And I've been in that situation. All of us tend to. When my husband first died, I couldn't even remember what I liked on TV, like to watch on TV or like to eat or, you know, so.
Oh, I
really
hope I don't
important.
Have to face that right away. So.
Yeah, but even, you know, whether they're here or there, you know, they can cramp or style. They can certainly be compatible, but frolic.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we thank you, Mary Ellen. I've got 13 minutes. I hope
okay.
we helped you.
you did, and you know, I'm excited about this. So if you ever, you know, I'll give you the information. You get in this area, you better come see me.
You bet I will. And send it to psychicjets@aol.com. I love to go see everybody. And we were just up in Tennessee, and you can see me. And then we're going to be working out where we're going to be on the road, and you guys can see the real person, Kay, and the real me. And we just come in
that
and sign.
That would be cool.
Really. Thank you.
You went to Tennessee, went right past us. Shame on you.
Where were you?
We're in northeast
Georgia. Where are you
Georgia.
In the country?
We touched
where are
Tennessee.
You in the country, Georgia?
Northeast Georgia. We're in the mountains, and we
took
Tennessee. But
well,
you
if you ever get
flew.
To North Florida, come down here and I'll teach you how to swim like a mermaid.
Well, I came out of Florida, so.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm scared of water, Amy, and I don't want to go where there's teeth, so it better be a pool without a python, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can be
She's
a mermaid.
She's just
going to
slap you with her tail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, folks. You have a good night.
Thank you. We are having one of those nights, and it's Jethro and Amy, and we're obviously going. And now Jethro is in trouble because I have a guest on, and I know this number, 720. How are you, Avatar, and what did I do? I messed up today.
Hi, I was just calling to see how you were doing. Are you okay?
Doing okay, and just really, really over the wall on everybody with the phone. And I told the person today, I said, you guys are going so busy, and some phones worked, some didn't. And I tease Amy when Amy comes on, because Amy is the one whose phone does all these wild things. And I think that her guides are getting even, because mine today would let me call certain phones, wouldn't let me. Finally, I went in and just at 4:30 took a little kid's nap, looked at my grandkids on the computer and said, I know why you take those graham crackers and go to your room now. And that's pretty much what I end up doing for half. Yeah.
You want to know something crazy about the phones is that the last person that I called my phone randomly dialed when I was on the show, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he's a Wiccan, which is a little bit different than what a lot of us practice, but it's still based on the energy and spirits and things like that. And his phone automatically, not butt dialed, just automatically called the same guy. So we're like, well, whatever it is, we must need to send him something because, you know, people of all race, religions, creeds, and woo-woo land are getting the same direction to send our telephone energy over to this guy. So, you know, there are no accidents. When crazy things happen, just look for what the symbol is, look for what it is, and giggle. And go on with your day, because it's just, like, especially right now with all this planetary stuff and, you know.
I didn't have a question. I was just calling to check on you to see, you know, because when I talked to you the other day, I know you weren't feeling well.
Thank you. And we thank you for that. And, yeah, I'm getting through here, and I will get with everyone. I also know a lot of you guys are asking about the Friday 16th, 17th, and 18th of November. It is in Sedona, Arizona, and it is right now. Get in early and catch us, get the early rate of $195, or it will be $295 when it comes into November. So catch it now, get in early. We've got quite a few spaces starting out that we've already got full, so we want you to get in. And I thank you for checking. That brought the reminder. I've got all these healers going there with me to Sedona. So any of you who are not only doing the grief or doing the work, come there, go there. There's going to be a brand new store of Crystal Castle, and we will get to be one of the first people to be there to do work. And it looks like we're going to have a bunch of other people coming in and through. Any of you who have ever been to Crystal Castle in Sedona know that his two stores before, he was the first store to open in Sedona, was the place I worked at, and one of the most phenomenal metaphysical stores there is. I can say this, and Mac McCall is one of the best people to buy things from, able to pick up things. He's able to bring in stones from all over the world and has books from all over the places, all different kinds of variety, and just really gifted when it comes to knowing what to bring in for metaphysical. He's a Scorpio like me. We rock. So those of you who know, that's where I'm going to be having my birthday is in Sedona, November 12th, me and Ryan's birthday, celebrating it out there. We're still looking at trying to work out together of having Ryan, the boys, but the way things are going, it looks like he's going to have some things there. So those of you who do, know that I've got three healers that are going to be with me in Sedona working with the students. So we're going to not only raise your chakra, balance your chakra, work with the heightening, but we're also going to do releasing, bringing it on, raising our totems, bringing in the guides, and then strengthening ourselves to go. This time, this class is going to be the first class that we're going to go up to and go to the basically the vortex of Sedona's, where they go through a porthole. There's an open doorway where I know, and we're going to go up and go through that work of the energy. It's a very phenomenal thing. We don't do it with just everybody. We do have to have you get a hold of me ahead, because it's not for everyone. But the really excellent part this time in class is I've only been there with two other people. We took pictures the time before. We did get what people thought was a Yenti. And I just exciting. It's just going to be it's going to be 3 days of Bring It On Sedona. So please,
there's
everyone.
There's never any accidents as to who shows up. It's always no matter what the group is, there's going to be someone there that is in your destiny to meet. So if you're feeling the calling to go, check the airfares. There's a lot of times they're a lot lower than you think they might be. Look into some different alternatives. And if you're feeling the call to be there, I'm sure that each of us can manifest it. I just wanted to say one other thing before we got going on to what we're supposed to be talking about, and that is, you know, when Jethro was talking about crystals, if you don't go out there and you do decide to buy some crystals, because they are too energy, be very careful where you buy them, because there are a good number of metaphysical shops that are opening, and while they're growing because there's so much more interest in it. And because we're human, sometimes we get caught up in earthly things instead of spiritual things. I'm noticing that there's some stores that where profitability and commercialism is starting to take precedence over the core spiritual values. I was in a store. There's a place down here in Florida called Casadega. I went in a store and I got an aura photo, and they took it with an iPhone. And I went and told my friends, and they were like, oh, I bet there's an app for that. And lo and behold, there was a $3.99 app for that. And, it turned into like a Disney World or County Fair experience instead of a spiritual experience. So make sure that you feel comfortable in the store. Make sure that the proprietor or the salesperson is making you feel comfortable. If they're, if they're looking around like you're stealing stuff or something, that is not the place to buy a stone, because the energy is bad. Make sure, you don't have to just go scoop them up like you're in the 10 items or less aisle at the grocery store, Walmart or something.
Yep.
You know, put some time into it and look at the different ones, but make sure the energy of the store and the person who's helping you resonates to you.
Don't buy them when you have a headache. Don't buy them when you're rushed. Just, you know, put some time into it, and the stones will, you don't have to collect them all overnight.
Very true. And before I forget, it's Jan Drake Bake. I think I'm saying it right. B-A-K-K-E. That's our poetry phenomenal that we just love. And we were in the other night when we were over with Chef Cecily's room. It was nice to see you, Jan. I always love seeing all of the family. Anytime you see me in the room, I did get in trouble. I had the wrong email and I had the wrong name on there. But if you see and you ask me, I'll let you know. Psychic Jethro is usually who I come up as, and I'm working on right now through the emails of getting things on. So I will let all of you know. If you hear some Psyche's gone wild, you can pretty much tell it's me or Kelly. So we do know. I had quite a few people asking us. And what we love to do is to be there for you. We've got time for a last caller on tonight. 513, how are you tonight?
Oh, my goodness. I feel so blessed to be able to get on.
Thank you. I'm sorry that we just, we love to talk. You don't know, I'm kidding you. Come on. We feel blessed to have
okay.
you.
Okay. I just want to see what you feel. Am I on my life path, or is there something wrong with my energy field right now?
Yes, Amy's a Reiki. Amy, would you work a little bit here?
Yeah, I feel that you're getting pulled from, I feel that inside in your core self, you know what you want to do, and you know yourself, but like what happens to so many of us, we get pulled in many different directions. We get pulled into situations that, you know, no fault of our own, with people that we're forced to deal with, whether they're our employer or our family or, you know, things that you can't just walk away from. So what I really feel that you need to do is, you know, become very aware of your chakra areas, even if you have to take a Sharpie and draw colors on your face, or stick them on with paper if you don't want to wash them off or go out with them, and shield yourself. It's like shrink wrapping yourself. You know, that way you can be out, like I just was in the crazy emergency room situation. I can be out there. I can do what I have to do, which is certainly not what I want to be doing on a Friday night. And I can get out of there unscathed. But so many of us walk in two different lives. You know, we have our spiritual life, and then we have our crazy life with the crazy people that we're forced to deal with, our financial problems and all of those things. But we really just have, and we step away from the thing that is going to get us through the madness. So, you know, find yourself, and then the big thing, you know, ground yourself. But the big thing you need right now is a real good shrink wrap. Wrap yourself in your sacred self. And then you can walk through, and you know, you can walk towards your destiny without, you know, you can take little sidetracks, but you're not going to get lost. But so many of us get caught up in other people's drama because we, you know, because we have to, because that's how we make our living. We're responsible for people, and we get too far down the other path, and we get a little lost. So really shield your sacred self. And just remind yourself that you do know you're not lost. It's just because you are so helpful or whatever. You know, it's not like, oh, cut off those responsibilities, cut off those relationships. Just make sure that they don't get to your sacred self and damage your chakras. Because when we have damaged chakras, we're not boundary, and life can put great big gashes in it, as if they have a knife or something. Sometimes situations can just get, you know, they don't call it a broken heart for nothing. And,
right.
And make sure that that your chakras are protected, because those are your sacred self. Those can get you through anything. You know, when you hear the stories of people who were in concentration camps, or people who were incarcerated for years on things that they didn't do, and all these things that we can't even imagine surviving, they do
right.
it because they separate their, they keep their sacred self intact no matter what, you know, they could be, you know, tortured or whatever, but they keep their sacred self.
We only got 60 seconds. I hate to do this, but tell her how the Amy King, you can get a hold of Amy, and do get with Amy. Amy is very gifted in her area, and I see her healing you. That's why I apologize the way I said it. I threw her in there like a soldier.
And that's wonderful. Thank you.
No, that's fine, and I'm on, you know, you can find me. I'm easy to find on Facebook. I'm all over the psychic chat. I have a page that's called Awakening Claire, and my name's Amy Cavanaugh, and I'm the only Amy Cavanaugh, I believe, that is a mermaid. So I'm pretty easy to find, or if you have Jethro's, I don't want to spend the last few minutes spelling out my email, and you might get it wrong. Jethro can give you my email, and I would love to talk to you about it a little more. Maybe I can send you some information. I get tons of books and stuff on this stuff, and I just love to share it.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.